up? What's up, y'all? It is the Kinda Soda Sports Podcast, and I am, of course, your host, John Browner. If you are familiar with the program, I appreciate it. Always tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. If you're new to the podcast, go ahead, Facebook that thing, like it, like that page, Kinda Soda Sports Podcast. If you guys want to talk to me personally, you can always email me at kindasodasportspodcast@gmail.com. And if you have an iPhone or an Android, you can always go to the Google Play Store, the iTunes Play Store, John Browner's Podcast. Boom, it'll pop up, download to your phone every single time I post a podcast. But first things first, today is Friday, the 21st of November. Now, there have been a lot of things happening with the Adrian Peterson situation recently. And as I like to always do, I like to let things settle. Some things. I like to let them settle down before I start to speak on it, because I like to speak from fact, not from overly opinionated things. So obviously this is an opinionated situation, but in particular when it came to this Adrian Peterson situation, it had so many different levels to it. I wanted the process to play itself out so I can then begin to discuss it. Now, what I have heard from the recent discussions about the Adrian Peterson situation have been the normal. He's suspended for the year without pay. He was already on the commissioner's exemplars, which he didn't play, but he was also still getting paid. Now, you'll hear a lot of things about the Adrian Peterson situation. You're going to hear a lot of angles explained in regard to the Adrian Peterson situation. What I'm about to share with you, you will find nowhere else on television. In the USA Today, the first line in the Adrian Peterson interview is, "It's been 5 months since Adrian Peterson has spoke to his four-year-old son." And that's all I needed to hear. Now, obviously, I read the rest of the article, but that part of the article, the very first sentence, stuck out to me more than anything else I read in there. Because the rest of the stuff I read in there is factual mumbo jumbo. It's procedural stuff. It's football stuff. It's not real life stuff. If people stop playing football tomorrow, you would go on about your day. You'll find something else to focus on. The first sentence in that story from USA Today's interview with Adrian Peterson was that Adrian Peterson hadn't spoken to his son in 5 months. Now, why do you think that is? Do you think that's because the mother doesn't want him to see him? Do you think that's because the courts won't allow Adrian Peterson to see his son? A person who, yes, went over the line in disciplining his son. We all establish that. We all know that. We all accept that. But everyone knows at some point you have to discipline your child. He did it excessively. He went over the line. But for Adrian Peterson to not have seen his son for 5 months is the real story in all of this. For Adrian Peterson to not have had time to spend with his son to heal from what happened, if it even requires any healing, because children overcome and forget about things far quicker than adults do. And I think that's another portion of the problem here. Adrian Peterson is not a child beater. Okay, Adrian Peterson was disciplining his son. And so when the courts, so now when other people, not the mother and the father of the child, get involved in the situation, you get a situation where the man Adrian Peterson, not the football player, not the celebrity Adrian Peterson, the man Adrian Peterson hasn't seen his son in 5 months. That's alarming. That's jarring. Because if anyone else had done that, you would call them a neglectful father. So now, what is Adrian Peterson as a father? Is he neglectful now? Because I could argue, and I can make an extremely strong argument, that the 5 months Adrian Peterson was ordered to stay away from his son did far more damage than him spanking his son. Because time spent, experiences gained by fathers and sons are far more important than money will ever be. And when we involve courts in everyday processes of our lives, this is what gets lost in the mix. Because the court has a way of doing things that are heavy-handed and looked at numerically. When I say looked at numerically, I mean the sensitivity is taken out of the situation. And in a court case, you are just a number. You are a number on the docket. You are the next case up. So there are other cases before and after you. So there's nothing special about you. What's the only thing that makes this something that people are talking about is simply because Adrian Peterson is a world-renowned football star. And so when an everyday person goes through this case, do they have to go through the same hoops and loops as Adrian Peterson? Because if so, the separation does more damage than the actual physical punishment will do to the child. And I think when we get into these situations where we're trying to save face as organizations, as companies, as fathers, as mothers, we forget that the child is what's most important. That's the reason that we are here. And so when I read that Adrian Peterson hasn't seen or spoken to his son in 5 months, that is alarming. That, to me, that in my opinion, is the issue. Now, how I feel about the suspension and how I feel about what Roger Goodell is doing is completely not even the issue here. That's not even what we're discussing here. The topic is just the man Adrian Peterson and the life of his son. Because that matters to me more than whether he carries the football or not again this year. Who he plays for is not important. Because when he's done playing football, he'll still be a father. And if the time separated from Adrian Peterson and his son because of this situation creates influx in his life with his relationship with his child, that is a problem. And I hope, I really do hope that at the end of the day, everything can be fixed. Everything can be patched back together. Adrian Peterson can heal his relationship with his son. Because if this relationship goes sour, because some father-son relationships do go sour, especially when the man has several kids by several different women, there's always a point where you know there was a division where it broke apart. And I hope his son being so young at 4, this is something that he could not necessarily shake off, but this is something that he will be able to move on from, and him and Adrian Peterson can go on about their lives minus ESPN and minus the Texas Child Welfare Unit source, whomever is providing over this. Later on in the same article, it said that the first thing Adrian Peterson's son asked him after saying hello was, "Can I come over to your house?" Now, psychologists, the state, pundits on television will tell you, they will want you to believe that Adrian Peterson's house is now a house of horrors for that young man. That Adrian Peterson's son is in danger by being there. When you're a kid, the most important thing to you is spending time with your dad if you don't get to see him all the time. And so now add 4 months into that. And no one, these pundits on TV don't do these same things with their children. These people making these comments at ESPN about the welfare of Adrian Peterson's son don't have to go home to Adrian Peterson. They don't have to go home with him and deal with these issues. They go home to their family, where I guarantee you some of them discipline their children in the same way. And so when I'm reading this article, and they're talking about the relationship that has now been strained between Adrian Peterson and his child, that is the issue. So when you see in the coming days people discussing the Adrian Peterson case, please listen for them and see if they say that he hasn't spoken to his son in 5 months. Because all they're going to talk about is the jargon of the suspension. All they're going to talk about is the flapping head talk about what this means for the Minnesota Vikings, what this means for Adrian Peterson's career. That's what they're more focused on. That's what they care about. But as an individual, as a person listening to this podcast, I will stress to you that it's far more important what his relationship with his son is like from this moment on. Because he's been forced to spend 5 months without him. And that is the crime in this situation. The spanking is an issue. We've been over that. It was overly done. But it seems like the only person to be punished after Adrian Peterson in this situation was once again the child.
Aha! Aha! Why do you know?
You know why I like Kobe Bryant? I have come to be a gigantic Kobe Bryant fan because Kobe Bryant has become unshackled. Kobe Bryant has become unfiltered. Kobe Bryant has become what Charles Barkley once was at the end of his career. Willing to speak his mind regardless of the topic. Kobe Bryant has said what I have been saying forever about players taking less. Today, this is what Kobe Bryant said. It's the popular thing to do. The players take less, blah, 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 blah. I think it's a big coup for the owners to put players in situations where public perception puts pressure on them to take less money, because if you don't, then you get criticized. It's absolutely brilliant. He's speaking for the owners. For the owners, it's brilliant. But I'm not going for it speaking for himself. I know the new head of the Players Association ain't going for it. This is what I've been saying for the longest time. I'm so glad Kobe Bryant is on the same page as me. Welcome to the team, Kobe. What the hell? If you're a player, what are you taking less money for? It's not your responsibility to take less money. It's the organization's responsibility to make sure that they have enough money to pay you to win. If you take less money, right? I know I got on Carmelo Anthony because I was saying if it's about winning, he'll choose the Bulls. If it's about money, he'll choose the Knicks. But keep in mind, I never had a problem with either decision. I thought he was going to keep the money from the beginning. I thought the hoops that he made people jump through was absolutely ridiculous and for his own infatuation. There was no reason for Carmelo Anthony to go anywhere other than where he was going to make the most money. Because whether he wants to win or not, it's important to his legacy. It's important to his life and lifestyle about how much money he makes. Who can pay him the most? Kobe Bryant called it what it is. Brilliant for the owners. It's genius for people like Dirk Nowitzki and Tim Duncan to take less than their market value. For what? Where? Now, If those owners, like Mark Cuban, because I'll give Mark Cuban credit for this. Mark Cuban spent the money that he would have given Dirk in other areas. Mark Cuban spent that money on Chandler Parsons. Mark Cuban spent that money on Jameer Nelson. Mark Cuban spent that money on Al-Farouq Aminu. Getting Tyson Chandler back. He's re-spent that money back into the organization. But he's the person who does that. Mark Cuban puts his money where his mouth is. In terms of his movements with the Mavericks. Now the question is, will the Knicks do that? The question is, if you get a player to take less, will the Lakers do that? Whoops, Kobe Bryant said, not happening with me. Pay me, because I've earned it. Because they'll only pay you what you're worth. So if Kobe Bryant gets the Lakers to give him $24 million a year, that's what he's worth to the Lakers. Because he's worth far more than that to the Lakers. It's just that only one player can take up so much money of the cap in the way that the NBA salaries are structured. So if Kobe Bryant could take more, guess what? He'd take more. Just like if you could take more at your job, you take more at your job. Do not demonize players for taking the money because you looking at that as, oh, they don't want to win. Kobe doesn't want to help build the team. The team should be willing to overpay for what the situation is to make the team, first of all, competitive, because the Lakers will always be profitable with the right players. Because if Carmelo Anthony could have gotten more money to go to the Lakers, I still don't think he would have went. I don't think Carmelo Anthony was going anywhere. Much like I knew Kobe Bryant wasn't going anywhere. They paid Kobe Bryant. Here is the fortune teller version of Kind of Sorta Sports Podcast. LeBron James will take the max deal with Cleveland. I can guarantee you that. LeBron James will not be taking less when he resigns with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Kevin Love will not be taking less if he resigns with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Because it's not financially smart. LeBron James took less to play for Miami, but that less was in the hundreds of thousands. It wasn't in the millions. Yeah, now, hundreds of thousands is still a lot to you and I. But it isn't to them. In particular, it isn't to him. It wasn't to Dwayne Wade. It wasn't to Chris Bosh. But if you have earned something, you should get it. And that's what Kobe Bryant is saying. The ticket value of a Laker franchise with Kobe Bryant on it is far more worth it than with Kobe Bryant not on it. And that's just simple economics. Because what reason do you have to watch the Lakers right now? Swaggy P? Jeremy Lin? Carlos Boozer? Because I know you ain't going to watch Byron Scott coach. Why are you buying tickets to Laker games? Why are you tuning in to Laker games if you're not a Laker fan? To see Kobe Bryant. And tell the truth, Kobe Bryant's putting on a show this year. You get your money's worth, like the Lakers are getting their money's worth out of what they paid for Kobe Bryant. So the next time you hear somebody say, this person should take less, ask them, are they taking less? I'm John Browner. You've been listening to the Kind of Sorta Sports Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Like I said, like the page on Facebook. Google it. Kind of Sorta Sports Podcast at gmail.com is for the email. You can always hit me up on the iTunes store at John Browner's Podcast. Like I always say, there's like 6 or 7 ways, let's be real, about 6 or 7 ways to listen to the podcast. So I hope you guys do so. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. And last but not least, never, ever give up. Peace, y'all.
Oh, what a day. What a day.